Dreams have their own sonic landscape. When we tune into this, we deepen our relationship with ourselves and the multisensory nature of sleep. The next practice includes tips on how to become a sonic dreamer. Practice 26, Sonic Dreaming. Sleep, dreams, and the pre-sleep hypnagogic state are commonly enhanced by sound, but too often we don't pay much attention to sonic elements of dreams and sleep. This practice is a reminder to listen out for the tones, sounds, and vibrations of your personal sleepscape. Be alert for hypnagogic sounds. As you're dropping off to sleep, it's fun to observe the bizarre imagery and multisensory sensations of hypnagogia. In this highly creative brain state as you drift into sleep, be alert for music, vibrations in your body, frequencies, voices, or random sounds. These are individual sound portals, and if you allow them to expand, they can lead you straight to sleep or even into a lucid dream. Pay attention to musical dreams. If someone makes music or sings in your dream, notice the lyrics, the tone, and the vibration the sound makes in your heart. After the dream, see if you can replicate the music. If you aren't musical, simply hum it or find something online that reminds you of it. This is a way of honoring your dream music, and it may gift you with another sound portal to sleep. If the music was soulful or inspirational, conjure the memory of it when you are ready to sleep and allow its energy to transport you. Sing in a dream. Have you ever tried this? In dreams, we can all be immensely gifted singers. Any voice is possible. You can sing with the voice of an opera singer or a Mongolian throat singer. I've sung with power and frenzy in dreams and with bell-like purity. The dream voice has no limits. It sends out vibrations that can completely transform the energy of the dream environment. Singing in a lucid dream often creates incredible visuals, such as golden balls of light rolling around or a shower of stars. Look out for dream instruments. Which instruments appear in your dreams? When I started to write this book, I dreamed I was walking up a spiral staircase that was actually a huge piano. I could play the keys as I walked up it and see the mechanism of hammers and strings moving in synchrony to create the notes, which were rich and resonant. Dream instruments may appear in strange new forms, as in my piano staircase dream, or we may discover instruments that don't exist yet. In another lucid dream I had around the same time, I was sitting inside a golden, teardrop-shaped gong. When the gong chair was tapped, vibrations encompassed me on all sides, lifting me into a state of euphoria. It's good to take action in waking life to honor the instruments that we dream of. This action could be something small, like walking up a staircase, tapping the banister to recreate the feel of the piano staircase dream, or drawing the peculiar instrument we dreamed of. If we dreamed of saxophones, we could listen to some sax music. Taking action to honor dream music brings its energy into our waking life. In this chapter, we've explored sound as a vibrating portal through which you can easily float into sleep. Sound and vibration can beautifully enhance the sacred ritual of sleep and connect you with your unconscious intelligence for balance and healing. I invite you to embrace sound sleep and enjoy the harmony, joy, and healing it brings. Now let's take a deep breath and dive into the exciting hypnagogic portal, the wild ride we take every time we fall asleep.